President Xi Jinping's visit in Wuhan, the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, saying the virus has essentially been curbed in the city and across Hubei province. He says the positive trend could not have been achieved without the sacrifice, devotion, perseverance, and hard efforts of the people of Wuhan. At the same time, Xi Jinping says the prevention and control task remains arduous across the country. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi spoken with his Italian counterpart Luigi Di Maio, saying bilateral friendship will make new progress amid the fight against COVID-19. The Italian Foreign Minister says his government is learning from China's experience in the antivirus fight, taking strong measures to prevent the spread of the disease. He says the overseas Chinese living in Italy have played an active role in the fight against the epidemic. Wang Yi says the epidemic is a common enemy of mankind. He says China will offer Italy assistance, including medical materials such as face masks, and expand the exports of supplies and equipment to Italy. He also says China will send medical personnel to Italy to help combat the novel coronavirus if the Italian side requests it. The Chinese government's rolled out a series of preferential policies to bolster poverty alleviation amid the ongoing battle against the novel coronavirus. Su Guoxia is an official of the State Council Leading Group Office of Poverty Alleviation and Development. She says the measures aim to minimize the negative impact on poverty-stricken areas brought by the epidemic.
For the poverty-stricken households that have been affected by the novel coronavirus and that are unable to repay debts on time, we'll allow them to postpone the payment for half a year and will not record them as non-performing loans. Meanwhile, we will accelerate the approval process for farmers with new loan needs to meet their needs in a timely manner.
Over 200 billion yuan, or roughly $29 billion, have been spent on poverty alleviation across the country so far this year. The central government will continue to increase funds to ensure the fulfillment of its designated goal for eradicating poverty. The British government's defeated an amendment to stop local telecom operators from using high-risk vendors in their networks after the end of 2022. The amendment to the Telecom Infrastructure Bill was widely seen by local media as targeting Chinese tech company Huawei. In January, the British government approved a restricted role for the company in building the country's 5G network. Huawei Vice President Victor Zheng says the government's concluded that the company should not be banned on cybersecurity grounds. The Syrian foreign minister is calling on the International Committee of the Red Cross to avoid politicization of its humanitarian work. Walid al-Mualim made the remarks during a meeting with visiting ICRC chief Peter Marr. He urges the committee to abide by principles of humanitarian work and prevent any attempts to influence or politicize the projects. The two sides also stressed the need to maintain communication to overcome challenges and obstacles regarding the humanitarian work in Syria. Swedish furniture retailer IKEA has launched a virtual store on Tmall as it tries to reach more customers in China. It's the first time that the world's biggest furniture retailer has tried selling its products through a third party. Tolga Unchu is IKEA's global retail operations manager.
And we see that this collaboration will be a fantastic complement to our existing stores and infrastructure in the way that we are conveying and delivering the amazing home furnishing solutions to the many Chinese people.
More than 3,800 IKEA products, including best-selling items for living rooms and bedrooms, were the first to go on sale on Tuesday. IKEA will initially serve places in the Yangtze River Delta region and will gradually expand to cover the whole country. In football, RB Leipzig beat Tottenham 3-0, becoming the Champions League's youngest club into the quarterfinals, just 11 years after it was founded. Leipzig is into the last eight of the top European competition, and its 32-year-old head coach, Julian Nagelsmann, is the youngest coach to reach that stage. Leipzig advanced 4-0 on aggregate and deepened the gloom over Jose Mourinho's Tottenham, which hasn't won a game in nearly a month. With Harry Kane, Son Heung-min, and most recently Steve Bergwijn all injured, Tottenham seemed drained of energy and were dominated by the German side the whole time. In the other Champions League game, Atalanta took a 4-3 win over Valencia to advance 8-4 on aggregate. That match was played in an empty stadium in Spain.